In this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers report that prenatal exposure to cocaine is not associated with major adverse developmental effects in early childhood. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Ever since the crack cocaine epidemic hit in the 1980s, scientists have been monitoring the growth and development of infants exposed to cocaine in the womb. Early reports predicted severe consequences for the so-called crack babies of brain damage, growth retardation, behavioral disorders, says developmental pediatrician Deborah Frank.
There was all this popular mythology that these children were somehow doomed and unlovable and unteachable and unadoptable and a quote-unquote biologic underclass.
But over the past decade, evidence has been mounting that cocaine exposure may not be as devastating a biological injury as earlier predicted. Frank and her research team from Boston University pooled all the research going back to 1984 and critically evaluated it.
We did not find any good evidence that prenatal cocaine exposure had a bad effect on the children's physical growth up to age six, on their developmental test scores, which is like IQ tests, receptive or expressive language.
Frank cautions that this does not mean cocaine is harmless. It is a drug that affects brain cells. But her analysis reveals that the effects associated with prenatal cocaine exposure are not uniquely different in severity or scope from those associated with other toxins, such as alcohol and tobacco, which are known to be harmful to the developing fetus.
Nobody is recommending that the people should use cocaine in pregnancy and not worry about it any more than doctors recommend that people should smoke cigarettes in pregnancy or drink alcohol and not worry about it. All of those things are loading the dice against the mother and the child, but they're all quite comparable.
In fact, Frank adds, many developmental problems originally attributed to cocaine exposure may be the result of tobacco exposure. Pediatric researcher Barry Lester from Brown University cautions, though, that the research isn't yet done. The jury's still out on the long-term effects of prenatal cocaine exposure.
What's missing is the whole very logical possibility that maybe cocaine affects areas of the brain that we don't see manifest until kids get older.
The studies so far, he points out, have tracked children only up to age six, and behavioral problems such as attention deficit disorder or poor impulse control may emerge later as children face tougher academic and social challenges.
And so to say that because we don't see negative effects early on, the drug has no effect, when in fact it could very well have an effect when these kids get older, I just think the conclusions are premature.
That's why both Lester and Deborah Frank are continuing to study these children as they progress through childhood into puberty. As for what can be done now, providing women with greater access to drug and alcohol treatment programs is still critical for a healthy pregnancy to lessen the overwhelming odds many of these newborns will face, the vast majority being born into poverty, with increased risk of malnutrition, exposure to violence, poor early child care. These are the most powerful factors, say the researchers, that shape a child's intellectual and emotional growth. Cocaine, they add, is just one part of that milieu. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.